As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
We're in trouble with these super low rates. We are causing financial instability. We're causing risk-taking.
The world has a golden opportunity at the moment to achieve what I call a deflationary rebalancing.
Are we in a profit recession? Yes. And remember, not all profit recessions precede actual recessions.
Bloomberg Surveillance, your link to the world of economics, finance, and investment on Bloomberg Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Bloomberg Surveillance, Michael McKee and Tom Keene. We are in New York. We welcome all of you worldwide. And, of course, across this great nation. Bloomberg 99.1 FM. In Washington, good morning. Bloomberg 1200 Boston, Bloomberg 1130 in a wonderful, really spring-like, a lot of rain yesterday, but a gorgeous New York today. And
imagine how the flowers are going to be with all the rain we're having.
Yeah, it was a drenching, not a drenching like flooding and all that, but it was a lot of rain. Bloomberg 960, the Bay Area, good morning, out in San Francisco, where I hear the weather has been spectacular. Recently. This morning, Bloomberg Surveillance, as always, in the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Cohn Resnick, Accounting Tax Advisory. Trust Cohn Resnick for the strategy, the insight your business needs to move forward. Find out what Cohn Resnick thinks. Sign up for insights at CohnResnick.com. CohnResnick. CohnResnick.com. We have spoken to him far too much recently, and somehow, Mike, to June, he's going to be like our best friend. He is head of Brexit rate strategy at UBS. I'm kidding. Ew. John Raith is head of UK rate strategy at UBS, which means he is, as much as anybody I know, knee-deep in thinking about where Brexit goes. John Raith, once again, good morning. Will Brexit be the only topic at the G20 meeting? I mean, is it the backstory at the G20 meeting nobody wants to talk about?
I'm sure it'll come up. I think for some of the countries there, it'll be a major preoccupation. For others, perhaps a little less so. We've heard some comments today from Bullard, for example, a Fed official, saying that he doesn't think Brexit, even if it does happen, will have a major impact on the outlook for the U.S., but clearly closer to Europe and the Eurozone, and obviously in the U.K. itself, it's a very major event.
Has anybody been able to quantify the impact on a, say, GDP basis, a national accounts basis, or is it too complicated?
Yeah, I mean, the issue we have really, of course, is there's no precedent for this. I think, I should stress our view is that ultimately the UK will stay in the EU, and any dip in activity that we see in the next few months running up to the vote on the sort of uncertainty and nervousness will probably bounce back in the second half of the year. But if the UK were to vote to leave, then there's a whole range of scenarios as to how the situation would unfold, and we've sort of categorized them as a softer Brexit, where there's a sort of fairly friendly and rapid re-establishment of trading agreements and so on, and all the way to a sort of hard Brexit, where some tough negotiating and the establishment of trade barriers means that the hit to GDP will be larger.
How did sterling rebound yesterday? When you talk to the experts at UBS about how a bid comes in, what's the why that the bid came in? Was it just the street said enough? And they're looking for a quick scalp, or is there an underlying story to that? What we saw yesterday, 138 up to 139.84?
Well, I mean, I suppose you have to see it in the broader context. We were up at sort of 154 not very long ago, so
yeah.
The decline is dramatic, and there will be temporary corrections. And that said, you know, at the moment, which is somewhat ironic in this debate, the economic data in the UK continues to print pretty favorably. So there are some sort of fundamental reasons for temporary periods of sterling strength, but in our view,
right,
sure to be overwhelmed by this background risk all the way through to June.
John Raitt, review for American audience the flows of capital and current account within the United Kingdom. I think we've got a real idea of the flip in current account balances in Japan. Tell me about the current account surplus deficit flows in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, that's you've hit on something important in this debate. There's a large, persistent current account deficit in the UK, exacerbated over recent years by the fact that the UK economy has been growing so much faster than most of those in the Eurozone. And often when you see a slide in a currency on the scale we've seen recently in sterling, attention turns to the current account situation. And when there is a large deficit, it exacerbates the risks of a sort of more out of control decline in the currency because of the fact that external investors are having to fund the current account.
The old solution, Michael, was to send Aubrey and Matterin. Aubrey looks like Russell Crowe. Send him down to take over Barbados again. That used to be the solution.
The pound is so widely used in such a deep currency. Is there a chance we see a really big disorderly decline?
There is a chance. I think, you know, we would compare this really to the financial crisis when in the year running up to it, as the financial system deteriorated, we saw sterling weaken steadily, as I would argue it has been recently. And then when things went really wrong in late 2008, it was sterling that suffered the most because of the UK's exposure to the financial sector being that much larger than anyone else's. I think we're in the same situation again, this sort of gradual weakening of sterling slightly to continue. And if on the 24th of June the UK has taken the decision to leave the EU, then you could see a much more significant fall in the following months. Although, as I said before, that's not our central view. We still think the UK will be a member of the EU beyond the referendum.
Well, at this point, the currency reflecting uncertainty. Is it ex-Brexit vote, is it fairly valued, or are we seeing where moves that should be made given the current account?
Well, I think that was all factored in before as far as currency markets were concerned. I think the only new information in the last few months that's coincided with this fall in sterling is the referendum suddenly coming into focus, the date being fixed. It becoming imminent in terms of markets' attention span, and having a big impact. And as I said before, the data in the UK just doesn't merit this. I mean, if you look just as one example at the PMI indices, they're stronger in the UK than any of the other major global economies. Unemployment's low, retail sales are strong. There's no reason for sterling to be undermined like this.
Well said, but does that imply an expectation of a slowing United Kingdom real GDP?
Yeah, possibly. But when you look at the extent of that implied slowing compared to where we are in other economies already and in the context of the scale of the fall in sterling, I think it goes way beyond what most forecasts are. I mean, ours is that the recovery continues at a similar pace to the past few years. And I think that's pretty much the consensus, unless we do get a vote to leave the EU, at which point I'm sure there would be a lot of downward revisions to GDP and every chance that the recovery stalls, at least for the balance of this year.
Okay, but if we get, clearly the elite outcome, which is no Brexit and everything is status quo, do you have a level that sterling rebounds to?
Well, I mean, over the sort of coming months after that, it will take a while and it will depend on any sort of significant dent to activity in the interim. But, we still see a possibility of sterling ending this year significantly stronger than its current level. But as I say, it will depend on activity indicators beyond the referendum, which will tell us how much damage has been done and how persistent or temporary it may turn out to be.
Well, let me ask about that. The OECD, among others, have been talking, and apparently a new note out from your competitors at Citigroup, been talking about much, much slower growth around the world. How does that affect the UK, again, ex-Brexit?
Yeah, I mean, if it is a global slowing, it will affect all to a degree. I mean, I think, as recent years have shown us, the UK has proved quite resilient to the slower growth and the woes of the Eurozone in particular. And I think a large part of the reason for that is it has been long a service-based economy, which is more able to perform domestically and more insulated from global slowdowns in terms of a drop in demand for manufactured goods and so on than certain other economies are. So, you know, the recovery is somewhat mature, and I'm sure that if growth started to slow, it might see a, you know, slowing or even an end to the decline in the unemployment rate. But if there is a sort of genuine slowing of global demand, I don't think the UK is at most risk from that by any means.
John Raith with us will continue this discussion. He is with UBS. So Michael McKee, the Bank of England Museum, with an important tweet today. In 1723, Sir Christopher Wren died. I've been doing a cycle of his churches in when I'm in London.
Oh, yeah?
It's really something. Most of them were destroyed in World War II, and with a lot of courage, they were rebuilt. It was very, very cool. Mr. Murdoch's father was instrumental in helping rebuild Brides and Fleet Street. And it's really, I really urge people to go see Christopher Wren's magic. Outside of our new headquarters in London is his jewel, right next to Mansion House. Mm-hmm. Sir Christopher Wren, on this day, died in 1723. Futures exactly flat.
Let's bring in John Tucker now with the latest news from around the world. John?
And Houston's going to be the site of tonight's Republican presidential debate, with Donald Trump rivals getting one more chance to try and derail the GOP frontrunner. State of emergency in Virginia. That's where four people were killed after tornadoes damaged homes, left thousands without power across the state. It's official. The natural gas flowing out of America's shale formations is now available to the world. The liquefied natural gas tanker Asia Vision, it left the Cheniere Energy Sabine Pass export terminal in Louisiana yesterday with the first cargo of U.S. shale gas, the tanker bound for Brazil. And score one for humans. Mercedes-Benz says with a growing array of options on its cars, robots can't keep up. They're relying more and more on human workers on the assembly line, reclaiming space there to put in those options. Interesting.
I'm so glad you did the natural gas thing.
Yeah.
Look, Mike, look at nat gas. 1.735.
Look at the weather.
Per gazillion British thermal units. We'll have to talk Cheniere with David Wilson. We'll do that in the next hour. Bloomberg Surveillance.
This news update was brought to you by the all-new BMW of Springfield. Find amazing pricing on every certified pre-owned BMW. Visit BMWofSpringfieldNJ.com. Financing and leasing available. BMW Financial Services.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.